Welcome to Scary Stories, the channel that tells you scary stories.
Scary Stories by Peter Bernard.
The Robot of Staten Island, as told to Peter Bernard, read by P.Q. River. Dear P.Q. River and Scary Stories, what I'm about to tell you is true, so help me God. It happened when me and this girl, who we will call Gwen, used to go driving around to parking lots to do some private hanging out. This was way back when I still lived with my parents, so it happened over 2 years ago at least. We had just been out at a bar celebrating my 30th birthday and decided to drive way out to Briel Avenue and the Green Belt area. It's over by the baseball fields and the soccer field. I mean the rectangular parking lot, not the circular one, you know. There were two other cars when we showed up. Both looked dark and empty, so we figured we'd have some privacy, and we pulled in, parking in the furthest corner right up by the trees. We got loose really fast and got down to some heavy petting when Gwen started complaining about something she was smelling, but I couldn't smell anything. Then we both started hearing a weird crackling or popping sound. It sounded like something from an old Frankenstein movie, like equipment that Igor and the doctor would use to bring the monster to life. What was the name of the doctor in those old Frankenstein pictures again? I can never remember his name. Anyway, if you don't know what I mean, watch any of the really old ones, like Bride of Frankenstein or Young Frankenstein, and you'll hear what I mean in the lab scenes. It's not the kind of sound you expect to hear coming from the forest in the Greenbelt in Staten Island, and it was interfering with my birthday celebration. Gwen told me to get out and see what it was, so I opened the door and stood there, shining my phone's flashlight at the trees, which really didn't help that much. We still couldn't see anything, but we could hear that it was definitely getting louder, and now we could hear something moving through the bushes, crackling branches getting closer and closer all the time. I got back in the car and told Gwen maybe we should go park in this other spot we liked over closer to New Dorp. She accused me of being chicken, which totally ruined the birthday mood, I have to say. We started arguing, and then suddenly, crash! This freaking thing comes out of the trees and is making for the hood of my car. I'll describe it for you later, but in reality, I think I saw it for about a second in real time, maybe less, than I started the car up as fast as I could. Gwen was still deeply wrapped up inside of throwing insults at me and was pushing my arm hard as I was trying to get the key in, causing me to miss the first time. Great, I thought, as the entire world slowed down to super slow motion. I'm gonna die because Gwen doesn't want to lose an argument about whether I'm a chicken or not. On my birthday, no less, this girl is going to get us both killed by a what? The car started, and now I had to look behind to make sure I could pull back safely, so I had still not gotten to take a second look at whatever it was. While pulling the car backwards to get the hell out of there, the few images I caught of it flooded past my imagination over and over and over in a loop. What my memory was showing me was a robot, like a gray mechanical man from an old black and white science fiction movie, tearing out of the park at a ridiculous speed with its arms flailing about on either side of it. It was covered in branches, leaves, and dirt, and sparks flew off its jointed parts. One branch with leaves on it attached to its left shoulder was on fire. I had backed up as far as I needed to and was about to make a left turn and speed out of there when I finally had a chance to look ahead and see it again. It had a gray metallic cylindrical torso. It had arms that were jointed many times and moved like snakes or like Dr. Octopus arms, but there were only two, and they were about the same as human length. The legs were the same way but thicker, and the feet seemed very large and heavy. The head had lights where the eyes should be, but no nose or mouth. I'm not kidding. It looked like it came out of Lost in Space, and it was now about half the distance from the forest, still headed for my car. I drove forward, swerving left, and clipped the robot as I was making the turn. I could hear my right front light crash, and I saw that I had only one working headlight. The robot rolled down the length of my car on the right, completely denting the car's exterior from front to back and making Gwen scream so loud that I lost hearing in my right ear for a few seconds. I saw in the rearview mirror that the robot was still rolling down the road with sparks and branches flying everywhere. We drove over to Forest Avenue because I needed some White Castle chicken rings to calm down before I looked at the damage to my mother's car. All the while, this loudmouthed girl next to me was screaming something about White Castle not being vegan or something. I parked in the lot and went inside with her screaming what she wanted at me. I came back outside and got back in the car, and she could see I didn't get her anything she asked me to get. After bellowing a few more horrible and uncalled-for things at me, she went inside to get her own food. As soon as the White Castle door was shut, I drove the hell out of there so I could eat my chicken rings in peace, you know what I'm saying? After calming down, I went on Facebook and found that my backup girlfriend on Stockton Street in Rahway was online, so I got her to invite me over and finished celebrating my birthday out there. She lives with her sister in a nice house near the water, and that giant smokestack factory over there, it's a pretty place to live. But the next morning, I knew that I had to break the news to my mom that her car got smashed up the night before. No, I never told her anything about a robot, because I knew she wouldn't believe me. I said that a motorcycle gang had tried to run me off the road. Anyway, she's almost paid off the repairs, and it's only a couple years later, so it's not like it was that big a deal, and she never gave me too much crap about it. It was my birthday, after all. I never saw Gwen again, which is fine with me, but because of that, I've never actually told anybody this story before. I did an internet search about robots in Staten Island, but found nothing, so I don't know if anyone found it the next morning or ever saw anything like it again. I still don't know what we even saw, so I'm not sure how to search for more info about it. Was it a robot from space or another reality? Was it a person in a costume? Was it a prank? How and why was it sparkling like that? Why was it in a forest? Then why did it run at my car? Why did it have lights where the eyes should go, like something made to scare Dr. Smith and Will Robinson? How could that be a functional thing to have lights where the eyes were? The entire construction of the thing was ridiculous. It wasn't something that could have possibly been there. And yet, you can ask my mother if it wasn't there, because she spent the last 2 years paying to fix the damage that robot caused. Well, actually, don't ask her, since she thinks it was a motorcycle gang, but you get my point. Whatever that thing was that night, it was most definitely real. It was absolutely not just something I imagined, and it was something I hope to never see again.
Come back for more scary stories.